Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Ophelia on Fire. And yes, it's been a very long time since the last episode, but here we are. It's March 2024, and this is the first episode of this year. So thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to this episode. Actually, I'm very curious to know who you are. So if you're listening to this episode, feel free, drop me an email, tell me a little bit about yourself, and also tell me why you like or you don't like this show. And yeah, like, let's be friends, let's get together. And with that being said, I would like to introduce our today's topic, which has been in my mind for a very long time, and I think that's the main reason I have been not so much in touch with my podcast lately. And that's because life gets hard sometimes. And it fucks you over. Oh my god, I'm going to be in the blacklist of Spotify with this comment. But it is what it is. And I know so many people will agree with me, because life happens, and it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It actually gets a little bit challenging from time to time. And these challenges is what I want to talk about today. In my 33 years, I realized that life is not easy, at least not all the times. It gets difficult, things are happening, and I am requested to take responsibility for things, such as, you know, like, to handle all these difficulties. In the past 2 years, it has been such a huge up and down, like, in my life, that I've been thinking, whoever is writing my life story, my god, you have a wild imagination. These things, I think that I wouldn't ever imagine happening. I don't want to get into too many details. I don't want to bore you with my life drama. Enough with that. But I want to talk about, in general, how we perceive difficulties in our lives, and what that means, actually, and how can we learn from these things. I'll tell you a small story. Recently, I've been through some changes in my personal life and at workplace, and I also moved apartments. So things have been a little bit shaky. It's where you don't know what you're doing, or like, if this is what it is, like, in life. And when things are changing super, super suddenly, it's also a shock. For example, when we lose something, either that's a person, a job, or anything, we are in shock. Sometimes we are in denial, and we get angry and really, really upset with things. And we're like, oh my god, why these things are keep happening to me? Why I'm so dissatisfied with my job? Why my relationships are falling apart? Why am I getting sick? And all these things. And you're like, really? Like, why can't life just be easy and smooth? And well, it won't. End of story. End of podcast. Bye. No, I'm joking, of course. No, it's not gonna be easy. But also, the way that life becomes difficult, I think it's also a matter of perception. I think that whatever happens is because we need to level up. And that's how I want to perceive the hardships and the shit shows that life is throwing at me, and in anybody in general. Because I was thinking that, okay, like, literally everything can happen, everything is possible, good and bad, but there are some things that we can control, and there are some things that we can't control. For example, And also, I don't want to sound like any other motivational speaker here, but here's my personal experience on this. What we can control is our thoughts and our emotions and our reaction to things, and also how we want to read whatever happens in our lives. So what's the perspective? What's the narrative? What's the story we want to say to ourselves for anything that happens? What we cannot control is the other people's opinion about us, other people's feelings, other people's, in general, other people. We can't control the weather so much, we cannot control the economy, and we cannot control any kind of geopolitical changes that are happening. I mean, we can control, but it's not so much of like individual part, but it's like more of a holistic effort on that. I don't want to get deeper into that situation. But there are some things that we can control and some things that we cannot. So unfortunately, we tend to start affected by things that we cannot control. And that is what, at least me, it demotivates me so much. I don't have energy for anything. I feel like everything is falling apart and my life is miserable and I have nothing to be happy about. And these are like some intrusive thoughts that really, really made me feel sad. Because I was focusing so much in all these external situations in my life that I couldn't control, like literally I couldn't control. And it started like making me so sad that even my doctor told me that I was sad. Funny story, I got a sick couple of weeks ago. I had, I think, a food poisoning. So I went to the doctor to do like your routine checkups, you know, blood tests and everything and all that. A week later, I go back to the doctor and she was like, well, your blood results, they look fine. You look healthy, it's nothing wrong. But there is something that I want to talk about. It seems like you are being sad. And I don't know how my blood test result show that, but this doctor, she was talking to me for half an hour and was telling me that I need to see my friends more and I need to enjoy life more. And maybe she's not wrong, because I feel like when we are going through big sadness and we're feeling so low, of course it has an impact in our body, right? Like our body cells, they basically, they can feel, I mean, it's like what the blood is made is like from cells. And if we are feeling low and bad, I think there are studies that reflect how our body changes and how our blood pressure changes when we are not feeling our best. So I left the doctor's office and I realized that for many months I have been so unhappy in general in my life, even though nothing had really happened. I mean, of course, I mean, a job is a job, we don't like it all the time, relationships change, and yeah, life changes. But I realized I was like getting so sad, it was even reflected on my blood. So I decided that it was time to stop stressing so much about all the things that I cannot control and start trusting myself that I can handle anything that life throws at me. Because truth is, the hardship is not gonna stop here. This is not the end of it. It's gonna happen again and again and again. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's couple of years older than me, and she lives in the Caribbean. She likes to pursue life as being a mermaid there, and in general, I really admire her. Like, she's been a role model for me in general and how she lives her life stress-free. And when I was telling her about all these hardships and changes and struggles, she was telling me, yeah, well, welcome, that's life. It's not gonna be the first time, it's gonna be the last time. So instead of feeling sad and sorry about yourself about that, just embrace it, embrace the storm, embrace the chaos, and move forward with that. Because otherwise, it's always going to put you down. And like, what's the matter of living a life where we're gonna be sad all the time? So listening to that and also to my doctor, I was thinking like, damn, yeah, like, why am I allowing all these things that I cannot control to control my life, basically? And it's not like the most easiest thing to do, of course. Like, building resilience, it's a process, but it's a process worth pursuing, and it's a process worth trying, because building resilience, it, at least to me, it gives me confidence and trust in myself. And I feel that when hardship comes and when we feel sad, it's because we lose trust in ourselves, trust in our abilities to handle things, trust in our abilities to be able to pick up our pieces again and start all over again. And with building resilience, we also start making better life decisions, I would say, because we wouldn't allow things that are negative to make us to have a negative life. But what's the thing that stops us from being resilient, for actually embracing that chaos? I think that it's fear. And fear is the one that keeps us small and keeps us back and not being able to evolve. And I have also another story to share about this. I love boxing. I don't know how this came in general with boxing. I think it's more of the mental challenge that boxing has. It's not only physical, but you also have to first, you know, calculate your moves, be able to read your opponent's moves, be able to defend yourself and to protect yourself from the hits. And I was in the boxing training the other day, and we're doing sparring. And so I was able to throw a couple of punches, but when my opponent start also throwing punches and start hurting me, I was like, in the beginning, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, like, they're beating my ass here. Like, what's going on? And I start, like, every time they were throwing a punch, I will step back because I was afraid I'm gonna be hurt again. So I wouldn't even move towards them to reply with the punch. So, and I was like, well, this is not going anywhere. I'm keep stepping back and back and back, and I'm trying to avoid the pain, and I'm trying to avoid getting punched. But the point of boxing is that we are here to punch. So I'm kind of missing the point of not being able to return the punches. So I start stepping forward, and my opponent, like my partner, she was telling me, okay, like, I can see your face, you have to cover up, otherwise I'm gonna hit you. And she did, and she did very hard. And after I actually embraced the hit, the chaos, the punches, like, I got beaten up for real. But the more I was receiving these punches, the more the fear was wearing out. Because I was like, okay. I got punched a few times, but I'm okay. Like, I can still move. I can still move my arms and I can reply back to these punches. And also, I was able to adapt and also understand how my partner was punching me. So the next time she was throwing a punch at me, I was able to block that and defend myself. So that was an aha moment for me, because I realized that the same with life. It's when life is kind of throwing punches at you, stepping back and back and back and back, it's still gonna make you stronger. And also, you're losing the point of the game. You're just gonna be in the shadows, not being able to face your fears, or to basically understand how strong you are and that you can fight back. And when I walked away from the boxing training, I was like thinking about this again and again and again. And I was like, well, you know, I got punched a few times. I was able, first, to learn how to defend myself, second, to throw back punches, and the fear of getting hurt actually is gone. And I felt so strong and so confident after leaving that class that I had this feeling that I can handle anything, like literally anything, that I am so strong that whatever happens, I'm gonna learn how to punch back, and also I'm gonna learn how to defend myself. And another thing is that getting hurt, it's not that bad, because getting hurt actually teaches us how to protect ourselves the next time. And to all of you out there that you are facing some struggles and you are hurting and you are in pain and you are thinking that where or when is this going to end? Like, what else am I going to face? I'm gonna tell you, be happy for all these challenges and all these problems and everything that is going bad in your life at this moment. Honestly, be happy for all the bad things that happen in your life right now, because these things, these very things, are going to make you another person. They're going to teach you how strong you are and also how capable you are. And I don't want to sound, as another motivational speaker. I'm not that person. I mean, come on. But it's things that I'm learning from my own personal life. And the purpose of this podcast is for me to be able to share these things and to see if some of you are actually feeling the same or having the same problems, or how you actually are dealing with hardships, or how do you build resilience in your life. So, long story short, punches are going to come again and again and again from every direction. But maybe if you embrace the chaos, if you embrace everything that's going bad in your life right now, you're going to be able to remove the fear. And the fear is basically fear of failure, fear of feeling less, fear of not feeling good enough. But how else are you going to erase this fear if you don't actually take action upon that? Like, if you're afraid of losing your job, for example, why are you afraid of losing your job? It's a job. Like, you can literally find other jobs. I know it's not the best economy right now, but that is a temporary situation. So let's not be short-sighted, you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking, like, from my own perspective, I'm not really happy with what I'm doing right now in my professional life, and it's not going very well. However, I was like, well, you know what? I'm gonna embrace it. If I'm bad, at least, you know, accept it. Yeah, I suck at it. And that's okay, because that's life. We're always learning something, and I at least was brave enough to start something and really be bad at it. And that's okay, because I was bad, maybe I'm still bad, but at least I know something now, I know something new, and I have a new skill. Another aspect is, if your relationships are falling apart, well, if you fucked up, okay, whatever, you know? We are always going to have issues with our relationships. It's never going to be, you know, happily ever after. I mean, come on. Show me a couple that they are perfect. There's no one who has a perfect relationship. So if you're single or in a relationship, but, you know, you're feeling that it's not going well or something is bad or whatever, embrace it and be like, you know, reflect on yourself and say, well, why is this not going well? What am I going to do about that? How am I going to make sure that I'm going to be better next time? And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Like, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Get out there, get into the chaos, get into the middle of the storm, get into the eye of the tornado and enjoy it. If like life is giving you lemons, oh my God, I hate this phrase, but I'm gonna say it. If life is giving you lemons, like make a lemonade or I don't know, make margaritas, drink tequilas, whatever, because it's not gonna stop. It's not gonna stop, and the only way to have a happier life is to accept that there are going to be bad days, that there are going to be rainy days, and if you allow these rainy days to really put you down, how are you going even to enjoy the sunny ones? Oh my God, I'm really, really getting to that philosophical mode right now. But if you want to remember one thing from this episode, it's gonna be that you can always rewrite your story. You can always change your narrative. And if other people are trying to task you with responsibilities and force you in a role that it's not you, don't accept the part. Don't accept the part. Sometimes people tend to put us in categories, and it's more of a form of a projection rather than reality. So stay true to who you think you are, and don't allow other people to define who you are. And as I said, if you cannot really control it, don't let it control you. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope you got something out of it. And I hope I was able to inspire you in any way. And the very, very last thing that I want to share is a quote, which, to be honest, I'm not sure if Albert Einstein said this, because, I mean, I was not there, obviously. But I love this quote and I want to share it with you. So, it says, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy, this is science." So embrace the chaos and move past it to the life that you actually envision for yourself, and know that it's possible, because no matter how many punches you can receive, you can always fight back and you can always win. And yeah, I think that's it. See you later.